Hello, my lovely and friendly people out there. How are you all doing? I hope you're keeping safe. As for me, I am, but it's pretty cold out here and I'm a little shaky. But anyways, welcome back to Love and Friendship with Omotolalu Adarasimi. If you haven't thanked the maker of the world today, before we move on, let us do it together. Lord, on behalf of myself and my lovely listeners out there, I say thank you. Thank you for all you do. Amen. I'm still your humble host and my name is Omotolalu Adarasimi. Thank you so much for listening to my first episode on love and friendship titled Revealing Friendship. I hope I did speak to you one way or the other. And on that note, I so much appreciate your feedback, the messages, the calls, the compliments, everything. Thank you so much. You have only succeeded in making me want to do more, and I promise to keep it 100% real and consistent with you guys. Like I said in the previous episode, today's episode will be dedicated to defining what the word love is, so that we can wrap up with the major notes of this podcast. So if you haven't heard the previous episode, please go listen to it before you proceed with this current episode. So who is ready for love? I know you are as much as I am. If you're listening to me right now and you've been in any way disappointed in love, I'm so sorry. But hang in there, I promise you. Together, we will figure a way out. I believe there was a reason one of my best friends called me Bliss Ambassador. So I hope I'm able to share some happiness with you too today. I honestly couldn't wait to drop this new episode. So let's get right into it. But before we do, you know how we do it. If you're not sitting on a couch yet, this is the time to do that. Relax your spines, grab a mug of coffee, and enjoy the spree. That reminds me. Oh, God. So one of my lovely fans slid into my DM, yeah? She told me she doesn't have a mug, let alone a mug of coffee. So today, dear friend, if you have a cup, just a cup, or a cup of coffee, even a cup of water, it is fine. As long as we enjoy the ride to the Love Island, we good. Welcome back, lovely people. I must tell you, without love, there is no friendship. And if you followed me closely in the previous episode, you should remember I said, without friendship, there is no love. So yeah, in this episode, I can arguably tell you also that without love, there is no friendship. You know, love and friendship are two best friends. They work hand in hand, like they are interwoven, they work together. You can't mention love without mentioning friendship. You can't mention friendship without mentioning love. It is what it is. But before I get crucified, love is no doubt a highly controversial topic. I know that. I'm aware. What is love to you could be somewhat different from what is love to me. What you think about love could be different from what others take love to be. It's not about what is or what isn't love to you, myself, and others. But it is about the initial psychological, spiritual, and emotional nature of love. In this episode, I'm totally talking about what is generally regarded and acceptable as love. Take for instance, mentally retarded or not, a guy could only see love as sex. Don't get me wrong, love could be shown in sex making, but is that what love is all about? Definitely not. To say love is only sex is like murdering love itself. Love is more and more and immeasurably more. And so, me knowing for a fact that there are a lot of definitions of love, I will classify the definitions of love into two for a better and a clearer understanding. So yeah, I classify the definition as 1. The definition of love as regards humanity. And the second classification is the definition of love as regards relationship. Now let's talk about the humanitarian definition of love. Love is defined as regards humanity, how we tend to express love to one another without having any strings attached. We express love purely out of humanity. If I'm expressing love to you, it doesn't necessarily mean we have something going on or we are in a deep relationship. By deep relationship, you know what I mean? No strings attached. So yeah, a lover is an ardent follower, an admirer. And we can relate this to a celebrity's fan. Say, if you love Davido, Wizkid, Rihanna, Beyoncé, Jay-Z, name them. The fact that you're showing love to these people by listening to their songs or wherever, then you are their lover, your lover of these people. So a lover is a person who loves someone or is loved by someone. Love is the unique individual for whom one feels such an emotional affection. If I love my parents, then they are definitely the unique people that I feel an emotional affection for. So normally, love is deriving or receiving pleasure from something or getting enjoyment from something. And a proper example would be me saying, I love writing, I love reading, I love dancing, I love drumming, whatever. But that is not what I'm basing my definitions on today. So my own humanitarian definitions of love would be, love is a deeper level of likeness. So your family members, your friends, co-workers, all these people fall in the category of humanitarian love, as they are people you show natural love to. So love is a strong positive emotion of regard and affection. Love is an extreme feeling of attachment, a feeling of a strong bond, a feeling of care and concern. We can talk about love and not make a reference to God. Thank you, Jesus. In John chapter 3 verse 16, God displayed a great deal of love for humanity. Every soul, including you and I, are benefiting from this love up to this moment. Now let me take you on a quick journey into the scripture. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." Now let me stop here. This is a great love displayed by God. He gave his one and only son to die for the sins of the world. Moving on, we can't talk about love in that scripture and not mention Jesus Christ. Then the scripture is incomplete. Because Jesus Christ, for a selfless reason, agreed to die for our sins out of love. You see, it is a different thing for God to have given his only begotten son for humanity, and it is also a different thing for Jesus Christ to have given himself for the humanitarian service. But he did. Out of love, he died for our sins. Yeah, we can deduce that love is obviously sacrificing. God sacrificed his son, and the son sacrificed his life. Now, moving on. Love is a feeling of commitment to helping one another. Love is a willingness to prioritize another's well-being above yours. Love is a willingness to place people's happiness over your happiness. Now, this is love. Still on the beautiful word love. Love is a feeling of need to be there always in support for others. And a typical example will be the government responding spontaneously to the basic needs of the citizens in this pandemic eruption of COVID-19. You see, this is actually an act of love. Wait, I know what you're thinking. If the government of country A isn't doing anything for our citizens, trust me, the government of country B is definitely doing something remarkable out of love. And this brings me to saying again that love is selflessly sacrificial. To be honest with you, the world is refreshing to live in when love is acknowledged. So having talked about love as regards humanity, let's talk about love as regards relationship, which I know you and I are familiar with. So the definition of love as regards relationship would be that love is all that friendship is, but on a deeper and more emotional level. So So guys, this is why you need to listen to the previous episode titled Revealing Friendship, so you don't feel lost in the discussion, because we already talked about friendship and everything that needs to be known about friendship. So love as regards relationship is everything I just said in the definition of humanitarian love. And even more, love is an intense feeling of likeness, respect, attachment, and affection. And to love is to begin to experience feelings of love towards another. Love is a deep feeling of sexual desire and attraction. Love is to take pleasure in someone or have sexual intercourse. We often refer to this as making love. But I think, and I'm sure, that to make love is to have sex, but to love is to think beyond sex. You must know that love is a journey. It is a journey of giving. Love is a journey of sharing. It is a journey of distributing what belongs to you with another person or people. Love is a strong and lasting affection between spouses or lovers who are in a blissful, emotional, and fulfilling relationship. Love is a choice to stay committed to caring, helping, and respecting one another. A couple who has been together for over 30 years but still share emotions, still share passion, and respect for each other is a perfect example of a true love. Now, this is love. Love is the form of romantic affection that is considered pure and completely sane and positive. This is the part where I get to tell you that love is not just based on the feelings of lust. Not at all. Like I said earlier, to fall in love is to begin to experience feelings of love towards another. But we often mistake love for lust. Love is not lust. Lust is fleeting. Although both are related to physical attraction, but love is long-term, while lust is short-term. Love is permanent, while lust is temporary. Anyways, today's episode is all about love, so I'm not gonna delve too deeply into lust. But I promise you, in one of the subsequent episodes, we will discuss about the difference between love and lust. So, if you have always thought that love is sex, I hope you now understand that love is beyond sex, regardless of the realm you're operating on, be it humanitarian love or relationship love. I hope I've been able to tell you more and more about love. Remember, with love, life is easier. If you stayed up till this moment, I must commend your patience. Thank you so very much for listening attentively to what love is all about. And as a form of appreciation, I will read you a love poem written by me, Omotola Oluwaderasimi. So right now, you know how we do it. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feel the movement. Hear the sound. And enjoy the reading. With you, I feel light, like a candlestick lit at night. I feel warm beneath the cloud of heaping hyacinths, cold and loud. Twined in your golden arms, I readily lose guard as if charmed. My nerves bloom to your touch, they desire a new dawn for such. When your fingers snake through my penny, my clit squeezes a few dew. Emotions bore, I snore at ease. I fall asleep softly like a pussycat. As your voice sings down my heart, my love, my love, my love. You Welcome back to The Moment, and that was a short poem for Minds in Love already. And so we've come to the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, and don't forget to share these pieces. And like I said, love is a very controversial topic, so kindly leave me a voice message or reach out to me via Instagram at omotala_luadarasimi or via Twitter at omotala_darasimi to share your own view of love or tell me what topic you would like me to bring on board for discussion. Remember, overwhelming surprises are coming in, and guests will be joining me unravel the mystery behind love and friendship right in the subsequent episodes, so stay relaxed in anticipation. Right about now, I want to seize this moment to wish Adedamola Adedolapo a belated happy birthday. Speaking of friendship, Dolly Pie, as I call her, is a very good friend of mine, a doctor and a madhouse dancer. Silver and gold I have none, but such as I have, I give thee. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you, keep you safe and sound. Belated happy birthday, Dolly Pie. I remain Omotala Oluadarasimi until you allow me to spit love and fire into your beautiful ears again. I want you to remain friendly and loving. And to the lovely Muslim folks out there, I wish you all a happy Ramadan. I love you, stay safe, and bye.